All right, it's halftime. Bay College taking on Bryant and Stratton here today in our player spotlight. Well, the girls are getting used to these interviews now. They're getting a couple of them a year because there's not that many girls, and we have 30 games, in theory anyways. Right, Chevy?
Right. This is going to be my second time doing an interview this year.
Well, hopefully you have another one at the end of the game because you scored 30 points and we won the game.
Yeah, that's the plan. I hope it goes that way.
Well, this has been extremely frustrating, hasn't it, with teams canceling and stuff. How do you girls, keep your heads up? And you guys practice, you know, a lot, and then all of a sudden you find out your team that you're playing isn't coming.
Yeah, it's happened a lot this year. We'll be practicing, and then we'll find out we don't have a game. But I think it just motivates us more to push forward and look for the next game.
Well, and you're playing against some super good teams. I mean, you played against those two in Minnesota that were, you know, number 2 and 3 in the country. Today, number 12. Do you like that?
Yeah, I think it's different for us, but also it pushes us to strive for greatness and be better because we play against better competition.
Yeah, yeah, you don't necessarily want to play against a team that can't rebound and can't shoot, right?
Yeah, because we seem to, like, sink down to their level, so when we play against better competition, we seem to play better ourselves overall.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like the Harper game, you guys definitely shouldn't have lost that one, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Well, let me ask you, since we did our first interview, how's things going for you as far as you got through the first semester with your head above water, right?
Yeah, things are going good. This is going to be my last semester at Bay, and then I'm going to graduate with an associate's degree.
In what?
Business administration.
Okay, so kind of talk about what kind of job that's going to get you.
Well, I'm not going to be completely done with college yet. I'm going to get my associate's degree here, and then I plan to go to Central Michigan University and get into their fashion merchandising program.
Yeah, we talked about that before. I figured that you might give me some advice on how to improve my wardrobe, Chevy.
I think you're looking pretty good today, Jack.
Well, I know, but it can always improve. I mean, the khakis might be a little worn, you know, the Bay College hoodie might need a new design.
I mean, yeah, we could upgrade the designs a little bit more. It's a little outdated, but I think you're looking pretty good today.
Okay, well, before the end of the year when we do our next interview, you got to have some more advice for me, and we'll just kind of throw it by our listeners and see what they think.
Okay, sounds good.
So, on the basketball side, how are things going for you?
I feel like I'm playing pretty good. I've been kind of in a drought lately, so hopefully I can pick it up today.
Now, people said, Jack, you're exaggerating about that gym at Western Tech. Said that they told, there's no way it was that cold, Jack. You're just exaggerating.
It was so cold. I swear I couldn't feel my fingers. I kept, like, blowing in my fists to get my hands warm. My nose was running during the game. It was pretty cold.
Yeah. I mean, we have a cool rink here, or a rink. It's like a rink.
Yeah, it is like a ice rink here, but no, that's what Coach Greg said too. He's like, you should be used to it because we play in a cold gym, but our gym is not that cold.
No, not like Western Tech was.
Yeah, for sure. That was something else.
And that was another game we probably could have won. Hey, I mean, we're right there. We made a good run. We're only down 3, and then the fourth quarter just was
poof. Yeah, we tend to do that. We tend to have 3 good quarters, whether it be like first quarter's bad, second quarter's bad, fourth quarter's bad, but we tend to have 3 good quarters and then one's a little rough, and that's where they seem to get us. So hopefully we can play 4 good quarters today.
Yeah, right. And it'd be nice to get some consistency of games, right? Like, you know, we play Gogebic Wednesday, then we have a tournament here. Wouldn't it be nice to, like, get game after game after game instead of, like, a game and then 2 weeks with no game?
Yeah, it'd be nice to have, like, a schedule where we have one like every week or every weekend for sure, but with this cancellation that's been happening a lot, you just never know.
So what did Chevy Kosky do over the holidays?
Over the holidays, I went downstate and I spent time with my family down in Grand Rapids, which was really nice.
Cool. What did you do down there? Because we were freezing you without you there in Minnesota.
Yeah, I visited my grandma. She's not doing the best of health, so I got to spend a lot of time with her, which was nice.
Yeah, that was cool. But we were still thinking of you though when we were at the Lakers Timberwolves game.
Oh yeah, for sure. You were sending me pictures, and I was missing you guys. So it was fun to see that. Yeah.
Well, now you're back. You're not allowed to leave again, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
I'll let you give your shout-outs, though. I'm sure there's some people that want to say hi to you, and you'll want to say hi to them.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to give a shout-out to my mom, my dad, my sister, my boyfriend Tucker, his family that's going to be here watching us tonight, my cousin Mara, my cousin Logan, my aunt Erica, and my grandma Phyllis.
All right. I think you covered everybody, so let's go get them today, Chevy.
Yeah, for sure, Jack.
Okay, Chevy Koski, everybody, in our halftime show. There's more coming up from Bay College as we take on Bryant and Stratton after these words, Bay College Radio's Maverick 106.